We bought into this complete falsehood that at some point you're going to have the courage. At some point you're going to have the confidence. And it's total, it's complete garbage. And so there are so many people in the world, and you know, you may be watching this right now, and you have these incredible ideas, and what you think is missing is motivation. And that's not true. Because the way that our minds are wired, and the fact about human beings, is that we are not designed to do things that are uncomfortable or scary or difficult. Our brains are designed to protect us from those things because our brains are trying to keep us alive. And in order to change, in order to build a business, in order to be the best parent, the best spouse, to do all those things that you know you want to do with your life, with your work, with your dreams, you're going to have to do things that are difficult, uncertain, or scary, which sets up this problem for all of us. You're never going to feel like it. You only feel motivated to do the things that are easy, right? For me, one of the hardest things to figure out was, why is it so hard to do the little things that would improve my life? And what I've come to realize, and what we'll talk a lot about today, is that the way that our minds are designed is our minds are designed to stop you at all costs from doing anything that might hurt you. And the way that this all happens is it all starts with something super subtle that none of us ever catch. And that is with this habit that all of us have that nobody's talking about. We all have a habit of hesitating. We have an idea. You're sitting in a meeting. You have this incredible idea. And instead of just saying it, you stop and you hesitate. Now, what none of us realize is that when you hesitate, just that moment, that micro moment, that small hesitation, it sends a stress signal to your brain. It wakes your brain up, and your brain all of a sudden goes, oh, wait a minute. Why is he hesitating? He didn't hesitate when he put on his killer spiky sneakers. He didn't hesitate with the really cool track pants. He didn't hesitate with the NASA t-shirt. Now he's hesitating to talk. Something must be up. So then your brain goes to work to protect you. It has a million different ways to protect you. One of them is called the spotlight effect. It's a known phenomenon where your brain magnifies risk. Why? To pull you away from something that it perceives to be a problem. And so you can truly trace every single problem or complaint in your life to silence and hesitation. Those are decisions. And what I do and what's changed my life is waking up and realizing that I'm never going to feel like doing the things that are tough or difficult or uncertain or scary or new. So I need to stop waiting until I feel like it. And number two, I am one decision away from a totally different marriage, a totally different life, a totally different job, a totally different income, a totally different relationship with my kids. Not like one decision I'm divorcing you in the marriage example, but one decision on, you know, you could be having a conversation with your spouse and you feel your emotions rise up, and within a tiny window, those emotions can take over and can impact how your marriage goes. Or you can learn how to take control of that micro moment and make a decision to act in a way that actually shifts your marriage. Your life comes down to your decisions. And if you change your decisions, you will change everything. When you set goals, when you have an intention on something that you want to change about your life, your brain helps you. What it does is it opens up a checklist, and then your brain goes to work trying to remind you of that intention that you set. And it's really important to develop the skill, and I say that word purposefully, the skill of knowing how to hear that inner wisdom and that intention kicking in and leaning into it quickly. So for me, my brain saying, that's it, right there, move as fast as a rocket, Mel. I wanted to change my life. And I think most people that are miserable or that are really like dying to be great and dying to have more, we want to change. We want to live a better life. We want to create more for our families. We want to be happier. The desire is there. Again, it's about how do you go from knowledge to action. So the first thing in the story that's important is realizing that the answer was in me. And my mind was telling me, pay attention. I mean, when I was 22, right after I graduated from Dartmouth, I was so focused on making everyone happy that I almost chose the worst possible career for my personality. It's not a bad career, it just would have been horrendous for me. I was interested in the environment, so I decided, I'll go get a law degree, and then I'll go work in Washington. And I think maybe I'll work on environmental policy, and I'd probably end up in some cube farm. And everyone was thrilled with the plan. Everyone, it turns out, but me. So here I am, I'm driving a U-Haul across country to go to law school and to get a degree in environmental law. And something started to gnaw at me. And with every single mile that I drove, my thoughts were getting louder and doubts were starting to pour in. My gut was telling me, Mel, turn the damn U-Haul around. But the problem was that everything was already in place, right? I mean, I'm already in the U-Haul. The thing is already packed. I'm already 10 miles into my drive. The tuition had been paid for the first semester. I had signed a lease. I mean, I could not undo these things. Isn't that why it's so difficult for you to make changes in your life? Because you think that things can't be undone? The fact is, any excuse that you come up with, you can undo. Tuition can be reimbursed, apartments can be leased, Plan B can be invented. So I got up, I repacked that U-Haul, and I drove out of town. I let myself make a U-turn in life. If you ever find your gut battling your head, save yourself the drama. I guarantee you your gut is right. Guarantee you your excuses can be undone. And I guarantee you you can make a U-turn in your life right now if you want to. Every single morning, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m., I host a live call-in radio show on Sirius Satellite Radio. It's called Make It Happen with Mel Robbins. And the thing that's been so crazy about that show is every single person that calls me on that show, they call in because they're feeling stuck in their lives and they're resigned about their ability to change their lives. And I'm not talking about people that are nuts. I'm talking about successful people like you and me that just somehow got stuck in their lives. And I'm not talking about people that are looking for cheesy self-help. I'm talking about people that really want to figure out how to move themselves forward. And, you know, I find that so many of us think that our dreams are unreachable or unrealistic, and it's just so sad. I mean, people think that their dreams disappear. And if that's what you think, congratulations, you're officially stuck. And the truth is that our dreams are always there and they don't ever give up on us. We give up on them. But here's the secret. If you just force yourself, and I mean force because I know damn well none of you want to do anything about this, but if you just force yourself to take a couple small steps, there's always a surprise. So let's talk about Starbucks. Starbucks in 2008, very interesting thing happened, and many of you, if you were in the financial services market then, probably know this, that their net income decreased by about 28% that year. And at the time, they had 16,000 stores in 44 countries, and they had gone through this massive explosive growth segment in terms of going public in, I think it was like 1992, they only had 125 stores, and now here we are, 2008, they've got 16,000. So what ends up happening is Howard Schultz, who is the chairman of the board, comes back in as the CEO. Very complex situation, right? You've got operations in 44 countries. You've got massive reduction in terms of the profits that you have. You've got the stock market and Wall Street screaming at you. You've got customers that are going to Dunkin' Donuts because there's a recession that's hitting. So what do you do? Well, he was very clear, again, back to the two rules. What do I stand for? Like, what am I doing? And what do I want the outcome to be? So he was very clear that what he stood for as a leader and what Starbucks should stand for is the Starbucks experience. He wanted to go back to the beginning and reintroduce people to the romance of having a cup of coffee, because you know that's how Starbucks launched in the beginning, that he was traveling and was over in Italy and was like, God, why don't we have places like these great stops to have a little cup of coffee over in the United States? Boom, Starbucks, an idea, it's born, it's launched. So he decides he's going to do whatever he can to get the romance of having a cup of coffee back. In life, in any situation, whether you're talking about growing your company, growing your bank account, getting in a relationship, getting out of a relationship, getting something done at the school system that your kids are going to on behalf of your kids, whatever it is that you're up to in life, this is the only question that you need to ask yourself. Well, what is it that I want? Because the truth of the matter is, if you can answer that, you can have it.